Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says healthcare services being expanded to rural areas across the country through Ayushman Bharat Yojana and Arogya Mandir. India calls for de-escalating tensions in West Asia through dialogue and diplomacy. Conflict in West Asia intensifies as US and Israel strike on Iran's underground missile infrastructure. Iran also hits missiles and drones across the Gulf region. Oil prices cross $100 per barrel mark for the first time in 4 years. Sensex crashes over 1,700 points. Nifty also down by over 500 points in early trade. Lok Sabha adjourned till 3 p.m. amid opposition uproar demanding discussion on West Asia situation. And in women's hockey, India to face Scotland in FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's health infrastructure has become stronger in the past few years. Addressing a post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, fulfilling aspirations of people, Mr. Modi said, fulfilling the aspirations of the people is not merely a matter of discussion, but the very foundation of the budget and the commitment of the government.
Bharat aaj preventive aur holistic health ke liye ek vishal vision par kaam kar raha hai. पिछले कुछ वर्षों में देश का हेल्थ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मजबूत हुआ है. सैकड़ों जिलों में नए नए मेडिकल कॉलेज खुल गए हैं. आयुष्मान भारत योजना, आरोग्य मंदिरों के माध्यम से स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं की पहुंच गांव-गांव तक बढ़ाई गई है.
Emphasizing the rise of care economy, Mr. Modi said the growing global demand for caregivers is creating new skill-based employment opportunities for lakhs of young people in the country.
हमारे योग और आयुर्वेद पूरी दुनिया में पॉपुलर हो रहे हैं. आप सभी इसके विभिन्न पहलुओं पर संवाद अवश्य करेंगे, लेकिन एक अहम विषय जिसका मैं जिक्र करना चाहूंगा वो है केयर इकोनॉमी. आने वाले दशक में देश में सीनियर सिटीजन्स की संख्या तेजी से बढ़ेगी. इसके अलावा आज वर्तमान में दुनिया के कई देशों में केयर गिवर्स की भारी मांग है. इसलिए अब हेल्थ सेक्टर में लाखों युवाओं के लिए नई स्किल आधारित रोजगार के नए अवसर तैयार हो रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister expressed pride in the increasing number of women in STEM fields. Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring equal opportunities for daughters in futuristic technologies.
हमारे देश में स्टेम के विषयों पर रुचि रखने में बेटियों की संख्या लगातार बढ़ रही है. आज जब हम फ्यूचरिस्टिक टेक्नोलॉजीज के लिए तैयार हो रहे हैं तो बहुत जरूरी है कि कोई भी बेटी अवसरों के अभाव में रुक न जाए. वेबिनार में आप इस दिशा में जरूर चर्चा करें. हमें महिलाओं के पार्टिसिपेशन को बढ़ाने पर और जोर देना होगा. हमें ऐसा रिसर्च इकोसिस्टम तैयार करना होगा जहां यंग रिसर्चर्स को एक्सपेरिमेंट करने और नए आइडियाज पर काम करने का पूरा अवसर मिले.
Asserting that India is moving towards an innovation-driven economy, the Prime Minister called upon academic institutions to transform their campuses into hubs of industry collaboration and research-driven learning to provide students with essential real-world exposure. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate the tensions in West Asia. Making a statement in the lower house of parliament on the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jaishankar said the Indian government had issued a statement on the 20th of last month regarding the situation, expressing deep concern and had urged all sides to exercise restraint.
On 28th February, expressing its deep concern and urging all sides to exercise restraint, avoid escalation and prioritize the safety of civilians. We believe and we continue to believe that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate tensions and address underlying issues. It is also imperative that the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states in the region be respected.
The External Affairs Minister said this ongoing conflict is of particular concern to India, as it is a neighbouring region. The minister said MEA has set up a dedicated special control room to monitor the situation and respond to queries. He said as of yesterday, almost 67,000 Indian nationals have returned to the country. He made the statement amidst opposition uproar as they were demanding discussion on the issue. Dr. Jaishankar made a similar statement in the Rajya Sabha also.
India is in favor of peace and urges a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint, and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount. I'm confident, sir, that the government has the full support of this august house on this matter.
The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 3 p.m. amid uproar by opposition members who were insisting on discussion on the West Asia situation. When the House assembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar gave a Suomoto statement on the situation in West Asia. When he began giving his statement, opposition members from the Congress, DMK, SP and others came to the well displaying placards. Presiding Officer Jagdambika Pal asked them not to display placards in the House as it is against the rules. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju slammed the opposition for their behaviour inside the House, saying he has never seen such an irresponsible opposition in his lifetime. Despite the chair's request, the opposition continued to protest, which led to adjournment of the House till 3 p.m. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, today criticised the opposition for its behaviour during Dr. Jaishankar's statement on West Asia conflict, saying their interest is not for debate but in causing anarchy. He said the opposition's interest is never in discussion but doing hooliganism. The BJP has appointed central observers for the upcoming biennial polls to the Rajya Sabha in Bihar, Odisha and Haryana. Chhattisgarh Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sharma and Union Minister Harsh Malhotra will be the party observers in Bihar, while Gujarat Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi will oversee election in Haryana, and Minister in the Maharashtra government, Chandrasekhar Bavankule, has been appointed as central observer in Odisha. BJP President Nitin Naveen made these appointments today. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports launched the second phase of the Vikasit Bharat Yuva Connect program in Delhi today. The initiative is being organized through Mera Yuva Bharat, My Bharat, to strengthen youth engagement with the vision of Vikasit Bharat 2047. The ministry informed that more than 10,000 students from over 35 colleges across the national capital are participating in the program. Registration and participation in the program will be facilitated through the My Bharat digital platform, mybharat.gov.in. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. As tensions continue on day 10 of the US-Israel-Iran conflict, UAE authorities have issued a series of updates affecting security, travel, markets and daily life. The UAE witnessed missile and drone interceptions earlier today, with most of the defensive activity taking place over the Emirate of Abu Dhabi. Authorities say air defense systems successfully intercepted several incoming threats. Meanwhile, in Fujairah, officials are responding to a fire that broke out in the Fawz oil area. Authorities say the blaze was caused by shrapnel that fell following the successful interception of aerial threats. No injuries have been reported. We have a report.
The conflict involving the United States, Israel and Iran has intensified sharply with large-scale airstrikes on Iran's underground missile infrastructure and continued missile and drone interceptions across the Gulf. The United States Central Command says its operations in recent days have destroyed hundreds of missiles, launchers and drones, as well as 17 vessels. It warns that further military action could follow in the coming hours and days. At the same time, the United Arab Emirates remains on high alert, with its air defense systems actively intercepting incoming threats. According to the UAE Ministry of Defense. Between Sunday evening and early Monday morning, air defenses detected 17 ballistic missiles, intercepting 16 of them, while the remaining missiles fell harmlessly into the sea. The government insists the country is acting strictly in self-defense, calling the attacks unprovoked and stressing that its priority is protecting civilians and critical infrastructure. Meanwhile, Iran's leadership appears to be sending mixed signals, even as the country has chosen a new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei. President Masoud Pezeshkian has warned that Iran could respond to its attacks launched from its neighboring countries, while elements of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps are pushing a continued pressure on Gulf states hosting U.S. military assets.
Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 2.3% down during afternoon trade today. The Sensex fell 1,833 points to 77,086, while the Nifty lost 566 points to 23,884 when reports last came in. Meanwhile, global crude oil prices surged past the $100 a barrel mark as the West Asian conflict disrupted energy flows through the Strait of Hormuz and rattled global markets. Brent crude was trading over 16% up at $107.59 per barrel, and West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was trading 13.3% higher at $102.98 per barrel in intraday trade. In Nepal, counting is underway for remaining constituencies for election results. RSP has taken the lead with 2/3 majority. A report.
Counting continues in 3 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system in Nepal, and final results have been declared from 162 constituencies. Rashtra Swatantra Party has won in 124 constituencies and is leading in 1 constituency. Nepali Congress has won 17 seats and is leading in 1. 410 seats under proportional representation, counting has completed for 68 seats. Meanwhile, in 9 constituency like Kuvasabha, Ilam, Acham, Bajura, Gorkha and Dhanusha, counting for proportional representation have yet not started before noon today. And in the rest of 33 seats, counting is underway. Shweta Singh, Akashvani News.
In hockey, Indian women's team will face Scotland in their second Pool B match of the FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, the Indian team registered a commanding 4-0 victory over Uruguay. The Hyderabad meet is one of the 2 qualifying tournaments for the Women's Hockey World Cup, alongside another event in Santiago, Chile. The teams finishing first, second and third in both Hyderabad and Santiago will earn direct qualification for the 2026 Women's Hockey World Cup. This year, the World Cup will be co-hosted by Belgium and the Netherlands. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for a record 3rd time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by India, New Zealand were bowled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged the highest 4 wickets and was adjudged player of the match. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says healthcare services being expanded to rural areas across the country through Ayushman Bharat Yojana and Arogya Mandir. India calls for de-escalating tensions in West Asia through dialogue and diplomacy. Conflict in West Asia intensifies as US and Israel strike on Iran's underground missile infrastructure. Iran also hits missiles and drones across the Gulf region. Oil prices cross $100 per barrel mark for the first time in 4 years. Sensex crashes over 1,700 points. Nifty also down by over 500 points in early trade. Lok Sabha adjourned till 3 p.m. amid opposition uproar demanding discussion on West Asia situation and in women's hockey. India to face Scotland in FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad this evening. With that, we end the midday news.